evolution, and the human revolution. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for listening to my music and what I have to say. Before I end this album, I would like to share some ideas about evolution and the human revolution and why I made this album, though I would like hours to tell you this, several minutes will have to do. I did not intend this album to be fully grasped or understood after a few listens. I intended this to take dozens of listens, perhaps 50 or even 100 times, maybe more, and not only days but months or even years before one could say for certain they grasped its entirety. Some songs were shallow, others profound, some expedient means, others definite truth, but all were meaningful, albeit in different ways. My intention here was manifold, ranging from empowering and engaging the listener in a valuable and lasting way, to repaying debts of gratitude I owe to hip-hop for the indelible influence it exerted on my life and my development as a human being. My greatest hope was that I would touch people with my work so profoundly, so deeply, that my music would have a significant and positive impact on their lives and persist in doing so as they continued evolving as one of their most cherished influences. In other words, I hope this serves to change the lives of its listeners for the better and in an enduring way. If I've managed to do this with just one of you, my vision has been fulfilled. People throughout the world are familiar with Darwin's concept of evolution. Like all good ideas, it has, since its inception, evolved and branched out to cover new terrain. Like all successful species, we must likewise evolve and branch out to cover new terrain. I would like to apply evolutionary theory to the species of humankind as a whole and to the individual lives of the people that create it. Being a disciple of history, I have long studied mankind's development over millennia, paying particular attention to the last few hundred years. I am now of the opinion that our evolution is as dependent upon our conscious will and choices as it is upon what we consciously or subconsciously choose not to do. This would extend from simple choices we make as consumers within the realms of economics to whether our species survives without jeopardizing the life and co-inhabitants of this planet. We have reached a point in our species' development where we could be purposefully unified, provide basic human necessities for nearly everyone, and stem the tide of wanton devastation we inflict upon our environments and the larger planet. Yet we do not. In the hopes of solving these daunting problems, some people place faith in any number of things, ranging from technology and economic systems to Jesus and even drugs. However, the minute we begin to look outside of ourselves to find solutions to our problems, we are in fact denying our personal responsibility and role in contributing to the present state of affairs. In other words, everything you do counts, everything you don't do counts. For problems made by people, one need look no further than the people and within oneself to find solutions, to continue evolving successfully without jeopardizing the survival of both ourselves and our species. We must learn this fact and put it into practice. In essence, you and only you are the key to finding a solution. Knowing this, we must take on the responsibility for not only ourselves, but also for other members of our human family and future generations. This brings me to how evolution fits into the human revolution. Individually, we are continuously evolving throughout our lives, acquiring new skills and abilities, greater wisdom and understanding, and refinement in our thinking, being, and actions. A human revolution entails a process of self-mastery by which the inner transformation of the individual is reflected in their external environment. The evolution of humankind, or even ourselves, is not something that will occur outside of us, but rather something that shall occur within us. Whereas frequently the word revolution is carelessly tossed about in advertisements for new products, or how nowadays people think of revolutions as being chaotic affairs involving a rapid change seemingly overnight, both are fallacies. A true revolution of any meaningful or lasting value is one that takes place over years, sometimes decades, perhaps even generations, and seeks a fundamental change in first the inhabitants of society and later in society itself or even the world. This is what is meant by the phrase, "The revolution will not be televised." Revolution is not some event found on the news. It is instead a profound and lasting change initiated within the consciousness of the individual people making up society. When each human understands they have a valuable contribution to this process and actively takes it upon themselves to see it through in their own lives and actions over a lengthy and difficult period of time, then we can say a true revolution and the spirit of humanity made up of us humans has occurred. Furthermore, when this results in the unification of humankind, when it results in the prosperity of humankind without threatening the planet and its other inhabitants, when it results in solutions to the problems that currently plague us, like poverty, widespread ignorance and apathy, economic, political, and social injustice, or ultimate annihilation via nuclear weapons, this is what deserves to be called the human revolution. As such, we can look for solutions to these problems only within ourselves, as individual human beings with the power to enact change on an incredible scale. Therefore, in supporting my contentions here, I shall cite several highly respected thinkers from ancient to modern times, which I find especially relevant to the point I'm trying to make. For example, Confucius not only said, "In his dealings with the world, the gentleman is not invariably for or against anything. He is on the side of what is moral," but also said that the gentleman is versed in what is moral, the small man is versed in what is profitable. Mencius wrote, "Never has there been one of complete sincerity who did not move others." Epicurus said, "It is folly for a man to pray to the gods for that which he has the power to obtain by himself." Auguste Comte wrote, "If you want to reform politics, you must first change habits of mind." Gandhi said, "You must become the change you wish to see in the world." Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Marianne Williamson wrote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." Nelson Mandela not only said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world," but also said, "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." Immortal Technique said, "It's like the elders told me, nobody can do everything, but everyone can do something." Kwame Nkrumah said, "I know that if we work together in friendly cooperation, nothing is impossible." Finally, my own mentor Daisaku Ikeda said, "A great human revolution in just a single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of a nation, and further can even enable a change in the destiny of all humankind." He also said, "The passionate resolve of flame in the hearts of youth is the driving force for creating a new age. Their lofty aspirations and ideals determine not only their own futures, but also the future of society as a whole. And further, what matters is if one earnest individual resolutely stands alone with absolute seriousness to create a groundswell of expansion. When one individual truly stands up, he or she can bring about a victory for all people. I am praying for the emergence of a genuine disciple. I am awaiting his or her appearance. Since you are young, now is the time for you to stand up and make a historic accomplishment." In closing, I ask each of you who listen to me, please remember this wisdom I've shared with you, and more importantly, put it into practice. I believe that if enough of humankind embraces this spirit, there will come a day when we reach out beyond our earth to the stars and initiate the appearance of a new species of human beings, a new humankind, what Jose Vasconcelos referred to as the cosmic race. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, whom I cherish so deeply, and to the future generations yet to be born into this world, I bid you farewell and adieu. Namaste. Until we meet again, this is Bodhisattva Salas Zeta, peacing out.